Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the fourth line. We had learned in the Mishnah Ve'ena Ois Yain Nesach Ad She'er Lebar. The wine, as we described, first goes into a gas, and from the gas it goes where it's crushed, and from there it goes into a bar. And the Mishnah taught us that Ve'ena Ois Yain Nesach, it doesn't become Yain Nesach Ad She'er Lebar until it ultimately goes into the bar. So ask the Gemara of Atanan, ask the Gemara, have we now learned in our Mishnah, Yai Mishiyikva, the Mishnah Masech, the Maestris. There the subject of that Mishnah speaks about that we know that produce is not Chayiv in Maeser until it had Gemar Malach, until its production was complete. And the discussion is on various things. At what point is it considered complete? And the Gemara says that wine is considered complete mishiyikfa, from when on the top of the wine at a certain point it starts to float the pits of the grape. That's when it's in the bar. So we see that when is it considered gemar? It, not from when it goes into the bar. That's too early of a stage that it should be considered wine. It's only after the wine is in that pit for a while, and that's when the seeds start to swim on the top, float on the top. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rambam's interpretation of Mishiyikva is that at a certain point, the wine forms a foam on the top of the wine. And what the Gemara means when it says a Mishiyikva, it means from when that foam is formed at the top of the wine. The Chazon Ish has a different pshat, and he says that the word yikfe doesn't mean that they're actually they have to float. What he says is that it's not wine until the seeds fall out and are removed from that pit where you're storing the wine. But again, the question here is that our Mishnah says that as soon as it goes out into the bar, it's already considered wine. And over there, in the Mishnah Masechta Maestris, it seems that it's not considered wine until you had this latest state of yikva. Answers, the Gemara Amar Rava Loikasha. Ha, Rabbi Kiva, the opinion that says that it has to be Mishiyikva is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. V'ha Rabbanan. Our Mishnah says that Mishiyev Labor is the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Tanya, and the Gemara says there's a Bryce that supports this. Yayin, the Tanakama, the Rabbanan hold, at what point is wine considered complete? Mishiyev Labor, from when it goes into the bar. Rabbi Kiva says Mishiyikva, only the latest state of Mishiyikva. So Tosfos asks a question. Whenever we have this type of wording in a machloikis, and the second man d'omer is trying to express a later time, so he doesn't say Mishiyikva. Mishiyikva means an earlier time, from when that happened. It should have said Atshiyikva, that it's not considered wine until we have Atshiyikva. So the wording over here asks Tosfos, that was saying Rabbi Kiva by saying Mishiyikva is a later time, the word should have said Atshiyikva, not Mishiyikva. Says Tosfos, that when is the Gemara careful that it wants to say that the second opinion is speaking about a later time and uses the word Atshiyikva, is that's only in a case where it's not clear which is the earlier time and which is the later time. So in order to not make any mistake, that's why the Mishnah, the Braisa are going to use the word at shikva. Here, it's not, there's no question, as we've been saying from the beginning of our shir, that mishikva is a later time than shiyer labar. So since there's no question which is a later time, there's no reason for the Mishnah Braisa to be careful to use the word Achiyikra. That's how Tosfos answers this question. Ritva has a different approach to answering this question. Ritva says, indeed, if the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva were speaking at the same, were speaking to each other, and the Chachamim hold that it's considered wine, Mishyer Labar, and Rabbi Kiva holds a later time, Shiyikva, indeed, it would be appropriate to Rabbi Kiva to say Achi Yikfa. What happened here is, explains the Ritva, that these two opinions, the opinion of the Rabbanan and the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, were not learned together. They were not learned at the same time. Rather, they were learned independently. And then the Braisa compiled these two opinions. So Rabbi Kiva, when he was saying what he holds, he says the time is Mishiyikfa. The Rabbanan say, as we've been learning in our Mishnah, a Mishiyer Labar. So Rabbi Kiva, if he's not addressing the Rabbanan, doesn't have to say Achiyikfa. He could say Mishiyikfa. When the Braisa went and compiled these two opinions, it used the wording that Rabbi Kiva used all along, a Mishiyikfa, even though if he was addressing the Rabbanan directly, the proper way of having said it, saying it would have been Achiyikva. Says the Gemara, when Rabbi Kiva speaks about Mashiyikva, which as we spoke about earlier in our shir, is when a certain point in the development of the wine, what does he mean? Ibayla Kifa the bar, when the, again we're using Rashi's pshat, when the seeds come out when they're in the bar, or Kifa the chavis, or even a later state when the wine is put into barrels and the seeds come out. Tashma, says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech the Maestris, Perik Al Mishnah Zayin, says the Tanan, the Mishnah says, what point is wine considered wine, that it's Chayiv and Maeser? Mashiyikva. Says the Gemara, Api Shekoilet, even though the seeds have come out and are floating, Koilet Minagas Hal Yoina, one could take wine from the upper chamber, where the wine was crushed, or menetziner, that from the pipe through which the wine goes from the gas to the bar, v'shoyser, and drink without taking off maaser. Because since the wine has not yet gone into the bar, so it's not considered gemar melochem. So what do we see here, says the Gemara, that we're speaking about what's going into the bar. So it's clearly, shema mina, we see from here, keeper the bar, that when we're speaking about kipui taking place, kipui the bar kamrinan, we're speaking about what happens when the wine is in the bar and it has kifui. Shema mina, that when it's in the pit, it's when it's in the bar and it starts to float, the seeds start to float, that's when it's considered complete, not when it goes in. We don't have to wait. It's not at a later time when it's in the chavis. Ask the Gemara, Vatani Rav Zvid, but Bei Rav Oishia, Mashiyar Laba, V'yikve Rav Kiva Omer, Mashiyish L'Bechavius. Here we have another opinion, where when is Yain considered Gemar Malacha? The Tanakhama said, from when it has seeds in the bar separated. Rav Kiva Omer, Mashiyish L'Bechavius, that's even a later point, when it's put into the barrels. So we see, it's not Kifui in the bar. It's not when the seeds come out in the bar, but it's a later time when it comes into the barrels. Says the Gemara, Tertzad Namilach Kamaisa Hachi. And because of this question, says the Gemara, we're going to have to explain that the earlier Braisa that we learned the Machlaikus of Rekiva Rabbanon also should be explained this way. Rai Yayin, Meshiyikva Labav Yikva. The Tanakam is going to say from when it goes into the bar, Rekiva Meshiyishla. So the Mishnah that said Meshiyikva Bebar, which is an earlier shir, is not the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. It's actually the opinion of the Rabbanan, because Rabbi Kiva's opinion is going to be even a later shir, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is going to be at the point where it's in the barrel. Says the Gemara, so according to this, we now have three opinions. One opinion is going to be for when it goes into the bar. One opinion is going to be when the seeds come out in the bar. And one opinion is when it's going to be put into the barrels. So says the Gemara of El Masnisin, not our Mishnah said another opinion, that it's ready wine, Shein Oisayayin, Achyer Labar, Lema Telosu Tanoihi. So now it seems that we have three opinions. Says the Gemara, Loi. That Mishnah is speaking about, as we said, when is the wine considered wine, as far as Hilchas Maiser is concerned. Our Mishnah is not speaking about Hilchas Maiser. Our Mishnah is speaking about Hilchas Tam Yenom. And Shayin Yen Nesach, because we're speaking about the serious halacha of Yayin Nesach, the Chmir Rabbanon, the Chazal were very machmer by Yayin Nesach, and that's why they have an earlier shear. Says the Chazon Ish, Yayin Nesach, or Stam Yenom, as we've been discussing, is an Issa de Rabbanon. Tevel is an Issa de Raisa. So why is the Gemara just labeling that Yayin Stam Yenom is a more serious Isser? Says the Chazon Ish, the Gemara is not to be understood. We, in general, avoid doing that, says the Chazon Ish, identifying which is a bigger Aveira, which is a smaller Aveira. He says that when it comes to Meiser, we've learned many times, the Halacha is very clear in identifying the Meiser depends on Gemar Melacha. B'yayin, b'stam yenom, it's not dependent on Gemar Melacha. On Gemar, by Yayin, it depends on what point is it considered Yayin. So it's not that there's a Gemar Melacha component. A Gemar Melacha component, indeed, could be at a later point. Here we're talking about the whole different subject. Here we're speaking about at what point it's considered Yayin, and therefore what is considered over there by Meiser Gemar Melacha does not necessarily have to be the same as what's considered Gemar Melacha by Yayin. Says the Gemara, Ulurava Delashanalei, but Rava, who holds that the din of Yayin Nesach and din of Meiser are the same, and by both of them, he says that Gemar Melacha is the point that counts, because as we began our shiur today, when Gemara began with a question asking a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Maisris, Rava answered that question and didn't say that wine is different than stam, than Maiser and wine is different. So he says that they're the same. Mukumloi, Rava is going to have no choice but to say Betelosu Tanoi. He's going to indeed have to say that the shear for Yayin and the shear for Meiser is the same, and he's going to have to hold that there are three opinions at what point it's considered wine. Is it Mishier Labar? Is it Mishiyik for Labar? Or Mishiyish Labachavius? So we learned further in our Mishnah, Masher Rabar Osur, what's in the bar has a problem of Stam Yenom, Vashar, but what's not in the bar is Mutter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, to which Rav Huna comments, Loi Shana El Shloi Hechse Gurtani Lagas. As we explained, that there's a pipe that takes the wine down from the gas into the bar. And there was like a Gurgutani, which is like a big filled, which is like a big basket. And the way I saw many Mepharshim explain, this big basket serves like a filter. The wine goes from the gas into the bar through the Gurgutani, and then what they sometimes do is that they have leftover wine or sediment or whatever in the Gurgutani, and the Gemara is teaching us that we haven't returned, put back into the gas what was in the Gurgutani. However, if what was in the Gurgutani is put back into the gas, there the halacha is that is considered wine, and therefore the halacha is that it's asur. Say the Mefarshim says that the yayin, we spoke in our previous year about hamshacha, and the question here was, at what point does hamshacha begin? And Rav Huna says, as soon as the wine starts going from the gas into the bar, we have hamshacha. So explained the Rishonim and the Mefarshim HaMishnah, that our Gemara here is that, and we learned that that was the Mishnah Achroinah. Rav Huna taught it to us. The Mishnah Rishonah did not hold this way. So say the Rishonim, according to the Mishnah Achroinah, that the wine, as soon as it starts leaving the gas, becomes usur, so that we don't have to talk about the Gergatani. Says, so the Rishonim ask another question. How much wine could there already be in the wine, in the Gergatani? So when we, even if we'll say that the wine in the Gergatani is now Stam Yenam, why don't we just say that that wine is bottled in the rest of the liquid that's in the gas, and say that it's bottled? So the Mefarshim say, from here we learn that min b'minoi, when you have two things that are the same, we don't say bittel. So since we're trying to have one wine become bottled and the other wine, we don't say bittel, and that's why the halacha will be that min b'minoi, we don't say bottle. There are questions on this approach, because in identifying what is min b'minoi or what is not min b'minoi, the halacha is not, it relies on what people call it. And the wine and the gas and the wine and the gurtani are not considered the same product. And that's why it's a question why it would be considered min b'minoi. Ask the Gemara, but the gurtani gufa, the wine in the Gergatani has not yet come into the bar. And we keep on saying in our shir that until the wine, that's actually the earliest point, that it, the earliest point that it becomes wine is when it gets into the bar. So why would the wine in the Gergatani be considered wine that we have a problem when it gets mixed up with the other wine in the gas? Answers the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Gergatani, b'may kamitzri, why is the wine in the Gergatani considered stam yenam? Answers the Gemara, b'nitzik, because the wine in the Gergatani goes into the bar, and since the wine that in the Gergatani goes into the bar, that's called nitzik. Nitzik is when something is connected, and since the wine in the bar, which we're learning, is considered wine, so then the connection that exists between the wine in the bar and the wine in the Gergatani makes it into one. So the simple pshat, which many learn, is that the fact there's a connection makes that into one. But the Meiri seems to learn that it's not the fact that something is connected. Because it's connected, it's as if the wine in the bar is in the Gergatani. Connection alone is not sufficient to make something connected. Says the Gemara, and Tani Rav Chiya, we learn that there's a concept of nitzik chibur. We're going to learn a Mishnah Mitzshem later in our Masechta and Daf Ayin Beis, that if a Yisrael is pouring wine from his keli into the keli of a Nachri, the wine, he's pouring it in through some sort of a funnel, is that the wine is connected, and therefore the wine of Yisrael will also be wine. It will be asr. Shepachsa tzichlusay, and we learned over there that the case is shepachsa tzichlusay, that the wine on the bottom was so overfilled that it backed up back into the keli of the Jew. So what that seems to teach us is that nitzik alone is not enough to make it connected. We have to also have that there's actually a physical connection. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, that Hachnami Shepech Sabarai, we're going to have to learn that the wine on the bottom got backed up, and we're not just relying on Nitzik Chibur. Hahu Yenuka, says the Gemara, there was a young boy, the Tana Avodah Kechavim, that learned Masechta Avodah Zarah B'Shit Shanim, when he was 6 years old. And Mefarshim asked, why is it important for us to know that this boy was 6 years old when he learned this Masechta? So the Chasam Sofer explains that the Gemara is trying to teach us that we're going to learn the Yain Shenog B'Tinik Ben Yoyim Nachri, what that was touched by a Nachri who's just 1 day old, and he even though he doesn't know how to worship Avodah Zarah, since we see we have the wine is still considered Avodah Zarah. So what it says, and that's a difficult question, and that's a difficult halacha, says the Chasam Sofer. The reason that it's a difficult halacha, says the Chasam Sofer, is because as we learn, the concern of Yayin Nesach is because of Avodah Zarah. There's no child that's so young that's going to be worshipping Avodah Zarah. And if there's no child that young that's going to be worshipping Avodah Zarah, why must we be concerned? Says the Chasam Sofer, that from here we understand. Yes, there's no child that's so young will know Avodah Zarah. But what we learn in our Gemara is that there are children who are very, very young, that are very knowledgeable. Once we see, says the Chasam Sofer, and that's pshat in that halacha, that there are young children that are knowledgeable, that can end up making this kind of mistake. So that's why Chazal saw the need to make a rule for all children. Our Gemara has just introduced a concept of a child that could be very intelligent. And we know that in different places in halacha, for example, the Bi'ar Halacha in Simen Shin Mem Gimel in Orech Chaim, quotes from Kiva Eger, that even though we're not allowed to ask children to do malacha on our behalf on Shabbos, but let's say there's a child that's going to shul and he needs to take a siddur for his own purpose to daven, then that child is allowed to carry the siddur. And the Rabbi Kivega says even more than that, once the child is carrying the siddur for his own purpose, even we, Gedolim, can look into that siddur as well. What will be the halacha, asked the Chashukei Chemed, when we have a child that's very intelligent, that like our Gemara speaks about, how will the halacha look at that? And he gives different examples where we see there were very smart children. The famous story with Shmuel, where he was Meira Halacha in front of Eli, even though he wasn't even 3 years old. And he quotes a Zohar that Nadav and Avihu, who passed away, were less than 20 years old when it happened. And the question is that under 20 years old, there's no Oynish Min HaShemayim. So if there's no Oynish Min HaShemayim, so why were they punished that they were? So again, he suggests because we look at the intelligence of the child. As we're learning in our Gemara, that there are children who are very smart. So he says that, but the halacha is, he says, straight. And if the halacha is that if the child is not bar mitzvah, and as the Bi'alacha says, he's taking it out for his own purpose, there's room for leniency, we can't start making new shiurim. Then the question is, therefore, if we're learning that there are very clear halachas, what's going to be halacha? He quotes the Stei Chemed, if Rachman Otzlan, le'aleinu ve'le'alechem, somebody died, a boy died when he was less than 20 years old, will we have to say Kaddish? On one hand, we could say there's no Oynish Min HaShemayim at that age, and therefore we shouldn't have to say Kaddish. But he says that even though there were those that had that minig, but the minig is, he says, that we say Kaddish on a child that's even on the, even on a boy that's even 20. Then he goes into a discussion what will be the halacha if he was under 13. He was under bar mitzvah, and he quotes that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank held that on a boy, on a child, a boy under 13 years old, there's no kaddish, there's no yahrzeit. And on the other hand, he saw that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld held yahrzeit, and even as many people do, they daven musaf, the Shabbos before yahrzeit. And 1 week, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld asked to be the Baal Tefillah, and he was, and they asked him why. He said, "I have yahrzeit this week. I lost a son when he was 6 years old." So obviously, Rav Yosef Chaim felt that you keep yahrzeit at anyone who was nifta. Amalei. So says the Gemara again. Hu yinuka the Tana Avodah Chacham b'shitshani. There was a young boy who learned Masechta Avodah Zarah when he was already 6 years old. Bar minei, and they asked, "Ma'u lidrach emav Chacham b'gas? Can he crush grapes together?" And the question is that if the wine is also b'hanah at that point, so somebody who's working on that wine is having hanah from wine that's asur, and therefore the question was, could one do that or not? Amalu darchem avikham begas. We don't have to be concerned because at that point it's not, there's no concern of nisach. But ask the Gemara, when they do that, when they crush the grapes, he could be doing nisach with his hand. And therefore, since he could be doing nisach on his hand, why is that mutter? Says the Gemara, the Tzarin Halel Yadei. We're speaking about a case where his hands were tied, and we need not be concerned that the Nachri is pouring the wine for Avodah Zarah. But ask the Gemara, Hakom Nasach Beregel, where when he is crushing the grapes by stepping on them, why is there not that concern? Says the Gemara, because nisach, the regel, lo shmei nisach. The Gemara introduces a concept that when we do nisach that's done just by feet crushing something, that is not considered an act of nisach, and therefore, since it's not considered an act of nisach, it's not a problem. The Tosfos makes an observation. Tosfos says the fact that the entire discussion was about having Hanof and getting paid for doing this, there's no question that the wine may not be consumed. The discussion here is it so usur that it's usur b'hanof that you can't even work on the wine? But as far as drinking the wine, there is no question. So our Gemara says that a new concept of nisach, the regel, is loishme nisach. That's not considered an act of nisach. The Gemara on Daf Nun Ches taught us that will teach us that if a nachri touches wine with his mouth, it becomes Yayin Nesach. Why is wine touched by the foot any worse than wine touched by his mouth? So the Rosh says that the halacha is that if a Gnachri touches wine with any part of his body, it indeed becomes Yayin Nesach. He says, in our Gemara, the reason why the het of our Gemara of Nisach the regular Shmei Nesach, the Rosh has an entirely different approach to. He says it's not because that when you touch it with your foot, it doesn't make it nisach, because it has to be specifically with your hands. What the Gemara means to say is that somebody who's crushing wine with his foot is so preoccupied with the crushing of the wine, he doesn't think about nisach at that time. Therefore, we don't have to be concerned about nisach. The Rashba explains that touching with the foot is different than touching the wine with any other part of the body, like the mouth. Because doing nisach, pouring wine for Avodah Zarah, which they considered work for Avodah Zarah, it's very disrespectful to do it with your foot, more than any other part of the body. So therefore, even though, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Nun Ches, any type of touching wine by a Nochri would make it Usur, the one part of the body that's different is the regal. And Nisach the regal, Loishmei Nisach.